WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A powerful bomb cyclone is bearing down on the Pacific Northwest, bringing torrential rain, snow, and hurricane-forced winds that have already proved deadly. At least one person's been killed by a downed tree. They're bracing for dangerous flooding in Washington State, Oregon, and in Northern California's Sonoma County.
So I'm expecting our creek to just go crazy.
With the weather changing, water's creeping in a little bit more and more over the years.
Forecaster Bob Orevic at the National Weather Service.
It's already falling across parts of the coastal Pacific Northwest, and it's just starting to get into Northern California. And then the areas of Northern California are going to be the areas that have the most persistent heavy rain over the next several days.
President-elect Trump has made more administration picks, among them Dr. Mehmet Oz, to head up Medicare and Medicaid services, and WWE co-founder Linda McMahon to be education secretary. CBS's Michael Wallace.
McMahon led the Small Business Administration during Trump's first term and donated millions to his campaigns. McMahon does have some experience in the education field. She served on the Connecticut Board of Education in 2009 and spent years on the Board of Trustees for Sacred Heart University. Trump has vowed to get rid of the Education Department and give its powers to the states.
President-elect standing by his choice of Matt Gaetz for attorney general despite allegations of misconduct, including sex with a 17-year-old. Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville believes the confirmation process will be telling.
All senators are going to look at it. They're going to look at the evidence. It'll all go down to that. And if he's got anything following that has any truth to it, he won't get confirmed.
A day after Ukraine began using American-made long-range missiles to hit targets inside Russia, the Biden administration has agreed to provide anti-personnel landmines to slow Russia's ground response. The BBC's David Willis.
Say landmines will not be permitted for use in highly populated areas, and they will be short-lived in the sense that they can only be active for a certain amount of time.
Kremlin accuses the U.S. of doing everything it can to prolong the war. President-elect Trump joined Elon Musk for a SpaceX blast-off.
3, 2, 1.
Correspondent Peter King.
The thunderous launch from Boca Chica, Texas appeared to go perfectly, as did the relighting of one of the Starship's Raptor engines in space. SpaceX's Dan Hewitt.
That's a pretty critical capability that we're going to need when we're doing orbital missions in the not-too-distant future.
Company unable to recover the returning booster. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's the Bucks and the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in Milwaukee. Both teams below 500 and looking for back-to-back wins. College basketball, number 15th ranked Marquette, playing great defense. Knocked off number 6th ranked Purdue last night, 76-58. Cam Jones with a triple-double for the Golden Eagles. Finished with 17 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Baseball, Pat Murphy, the first Brewer ever to be named Manager of the Year in the National League. Murphy turns 66 later this month. NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday. I asked Green Bay defensive end Rashawn Gary why the team doesn't have more quarterback sacks.
I don't know. You got to tell me if you're watching. We're just rushing, doing what we got to do. You know, the numbers going to come. Numbers, people get, you know, misconstrued. You know, cut on the tape. See how we playing. See how we setting the edges. See how we putting pressure on quarterbacks, man. The numbers going to come if we keep playing our fashion of ball. It really don't matter, man. I love me against anyone.
That's the Packers' Rashawn Gary. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Have you ever been in a relationship that's been so bad it's made you want to jump to your death? If so, you have something in common with Cher. The iconic performer and former wife of Sonny Bono says that she was so miserable and lonely in her loveless marriage, she considered jumping off a Vegas hotel balcony multiple times. Let me rephrase. On multiple occasions. That's the kind of thing that would be tough to do more than once. The singer says instead of taking her own life, she ultimately decided to leave her marriage. Much better option, Chair. Speaking of falling, comedian and former Tonight Show host Jay Leno says he fell 60 feet down a rocky hill outside Pittsburgh before one of his shows. According to E! News, Leno suffered bruises on his face, a swollen eye, and a broken wrist. What does a 74-year-old man do after such an accident? Check himself out in a restaurant bathroom and then make his live performance on time. Now that's a pro. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with a few scattered snow showers possible at times, and it is going to get colder with temperatures falling through the day into the low 30s by late this afternoon. Tonight, breezy, low of 29. Tomorrow, flurries, windy with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Overture Center in Madison, Tim Sowers, who talks about upcoming shows. And Wisconsin-based filmmaker Jared Crooks joins me. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8. 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who always reads between the lines until he sees a car coming, Pete Schwabe.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me tonight, wherever you are joining us from across the state. We are broadcasting live from downtown Green Bay, a beautiful city deck landing here at WGBW on this gorgeous Tuesday night. And I mean that. It is a beautiful night. We're in the studio here. The Doctors in Recital are here. Representatives of the Doctors in Recital are here talking about this great event coming up and filling our studio with song tonight. It's just beautiful. And coming up at 7:35 is Melissa Kay, Civic Media's own Melissa Kay, who covers news for WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. She's launching a new show called Community Stories, and she will be along shortly to tell us about it. Right now, we've got a few more minutes with two of my favorite guests. And I can say this because you know what? I don't think Chris ever liked me, Paul, so I don't miss her at all.
That is not true. Chris loves
if
you.
If I got attitude,
Chris loves you.
She is definitely sad that she is not here.
It's a shame she couldn't be here. That's too bad. No. But
now
seriously.
We'll have to come back. We'll have to come back.
You'll have to come back. And you can come back before this is still 2 months out,
so
people can get tickets.
We could come back and sing Christmas songs for you. Would you like
please,
that?
Please, yes. I would love that.
Kwanzaa songs? I don't know any Kwanzaa
winter
songs.
Repertoire.
Kwanzaa, whatever.
Winter songs.
Anything holiday related, winter related would be fantastic. I love when you guys are here. It's so much fun. And the Doctors in Recital show takes place January 25th, 2025, after the holidays on a Saturday night. You got to check it out. Tickets start at $25.
Yeah, and they are going to go fast for it's our first year with reserved seating. So our regulars are probably already, you know, getting all those really fun like box seats on the side at the Widener. Those are really cool.
The one where you use the little opera glasses.
Yes,
and do people
and you look
do that?
Really, really important. And I'm pretty sure that my family will like line up the front row because that's what they usually do.
Oh, fun. Okay. Yeah. Does that throw you like when you're on stage and you see your family there? Do you get like okay. What about
Paul?
Not
anymore.
No. Not anymore.
Not anymore. There was a day.
Do you make the kids go or do they want to go?
Well, it's funny you say that.
Can I plead the fifth on that one? Well, no, the kids have been on stage with us already. So
yeah,
your
that's
kids
true.
Both your kids sing.
When my kids were really little, they were annoyed. They would never ever want to come. And then one year they came and they thought they were like the coolest people ever because their mom was on stage. Like they thought I was actually just kidding. I think, and like that I wasn't actually doing something. I don't know. I don't know if I just didn't seem authentic that I actually was going to do it.
It's funny that they didn't really believe you.
They didn't I think I think when my kids they'd been to the Widener before, so they knew it was a big place.
Okay.
So they just couldn't believe that I would actually get to be up there.
Yeah. That's so great. It's such a great facility too. I've seen a couple concerts there over the years.
It's awesome. And being on the Widener and you look out and it's just the most beautiful space. It feels like it feels like you've transported somewhere else magical. Yeah, so
it is. It's a great facility.
Super fun. And the staff there are so wonderful.
Fantastic. I mean, Green Bay, backwards for us.
The Green Bay community is so privileged to have those folks at that theater. It's awesome.
Do they serve booze?
Well,
they do in, like out in the lobby, right?
There, if I remember, there correctly. May or may not occasionally be some things in the green room, depending on how nervous you are.
Oh, okay.
If you need to relax.
Can you have a flask?
Yeah. Like,
that's old school.
That's old school.
All right. So you were talking a little bit.
It is a family
break.
Friendly event. I should emphasize
yes,
that.
Yes.
You can bring your kids. It's definitely safe.
There'll be juice boxes on hand.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Juice boxes for me. I have a hard enough time doing this sober.
You sounded pretty good before, and I know you're drunk right now, so I don't really believe it.
Wow.
He giggles a lot more and sometimes falls off the chair.
Yeah.
He gets
I haven't
a little...
fallen off the chair yet, so I think I'm good.
That's a big chair, Paul. If you fall out of that, I'll know we're not doing our
They're
job
nice
here.
They're nice chairs. I like the...
They're okay.
Like the chair.
What's this G stand for?
It stands for... Conrad, tell him what the G stands for. For God's sake, I can't do another Packer.
Yeah, Pete cannot say the Green Bay Packers after Sunday.
Oh, that's right. You're from Chicago.
I am. And until the Bears finally defeat the Packers, I'm not going to hold my breath.
It's been a lot of years.
It's been a long time.
Oh, I know. I feel bad. I feel bad that that guy got his kick blocked. You know, it's so sad. I did actually feel bad for him.
Do you guys know any sad music?
Well, this song... isn't really sad, actually. It's kind of about...
I was kidding.
It's kind of about...
Play whatever
like,
you want.
It's kind of about just be your own self and just let it rip.
I love it. Is it something we might know? Or
oh, yeah.
Wanna,
you'll, okay. If you... Well, if you know pop music, it's a pop tune. It's Pink. The artist
cool.
Pink.
Okay.
All I know so far.
I love it. All right. This is Kim Shevchik and Paul Piatt from representing the Doctors in Recital. You can check them out in late January. They're performing here live tonight in studio.
Woohoo!
Just for Nightlight listeners and me and Conrad. Take it away, guys.
Yes. Haven't always been this way. I wasn't born a renegade. I felt alone, still feel afraid. Stumbled through it anyway. I wish someone would have told me that this life is ours to choose. No one's handing you the keys or a book with all the rules. Little that I know, I'll tell you. When they dress you up in lies and you're left naked with the truth, you throw your head back and you spit in the wind. Let the walls crack, 'cause it lets the light in. Let them drag. Change who you are. That's all I know so far. When the storm's out, you run in the rain. Put your sword down, dive right into the pain. Stay unfiltered and loud, you'll be proud of that skin full of scars. That's all I know so far. That's all I know so far. You might give yourself away, yeah, and pay full price for each mistake. But when the candy coating hides the razor blade, you can cut yourself loose and use that rage. I wish someone would have told me that this darkness comes and goes. People may pretend, but baby girl, nobody knows. And even I can't teach you how to fly. But I can show you how to live like your life is on the line. You throw your head back, you spit in the wind. Let the walls crack, 'cause it lets light in. Let them drag you through hell. They can't tell you, change who you are. That's all I know so far. When the storm's out, you run. That's all I know so far.
That's all I know.
be with you till the world blows up. Yeah, yes, up and down and through till the world blows up. Yeah, yeah, when it's right or it's all messed up, till the world blows up, till the world blows up, and we will be enough, and until the world blows up, throw your head back and spit in the wind, let the walls crack, 'cause it lets the light in, let them drag you through hell, they can't tell you, change who you are. Throw your head back, you run in the rain, put your sword down, dive right into the pain, stay unfiltered and loud, you'll be proud of a skin full of scars. That's all I know so far. That's all I know so far. That's all. That's all I know so far.
That's all I know so far.
I will be with you till the world blows up.
Very nice. That's worth a fist bump. That's great. That's a Pink song?
That's a Pink song.
Wow. I need to.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have people on the show and I'm like, God, I got to get with it, you know, with more pop music and like.
Okay, so next time we should do some, what do you like? What do you actually like to listen to if it's not Pink?
Well, I mean, I like classic, like I love Springsteen. I love John Prine. I like a lot of folk, a lot of old country, a lot of classic rock. But having said that, like I'll drive home at night and I'll listen to like WIXX and I'll hear a song and I'm like, that's a great song. Like, who is this? You know, sometimes I like a Katy Perry or even a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah.
I just don't know it as much, and Pink included, I would say, in that. Mm-hmm. So is that something you would sing at Doctors and Recital?
We did that song last year.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was actually really fun because Chris is a music teacher, and she had several of her middle school students in a backup choir behind us singing. When Paul was echoing, that's fun. All I know so far, they were singing with me, and it was
pretty
awesome.
Cool.
It was so cool.
That is really cool.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
So we have to do a quick break. Can you guys stick around for a few more minutes? We have a very short break. You don't have to sing if you don't want to. It's a short segment. We can just talk more about Doctors and Recital. I have a ton of questions I didn't get to. So
I would love to keep you guys.
All right. I would love to keep you guys just for a few more minutes. Conrad, you doing okay?
I'm doing great.
What do you need? A milkshake?
A milkshake? No, I got what I need. I got a Diet Coke.
All right. I think... You know, there's a show called Larry Sanders Show, and when Artie had a cocktail, it always meant, like, that things were smooth. And Larry, as the host, would go, okay, Artie's having a cocktail. And when Conrad is a milkshake, that's when I relax. We should start that.
I don't even like milkshakes.
I was going to say, he just talks about it like it's already a thing.
How about a banana split?
I like banana splits.
How funny
there we
would
go.
That be? He's over there mowing a banana split. And I'm like, okay, everything is good. All right. The Doctors and Recital are going to be back. They're hanging out for a few more minutes. And we've got Melissa Kay coming up at 7:35 to hear about her new show. Lots going on here. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite healthy snack? Let us know that. And I will read your text on the radio and be happy to do so. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Put all of the vibe you made.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government
buy-in for the people. Four Democrat-led counties defied a Pennsylvania state law and counted undated mail-in ballots, a controversy under litigation for years. An immediate issue is the outcome of the Commonwealth's U.S. Senate race. Recounts began November 18th in the Senator Bob Casey-David McCormick race, with McCormick holding on to a 17,000-vote lead, less than one-half of a percent. Pennsylvania's election law does not allow otherwise eligible ballots which are missing a date on the envelope to be counted, an error which disenfranchised as many as 10,000 voters in the 2022 midterms. October 5th, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court rejected a case challenging the rule, saying it was too close to the election, so most Pennsylvania counties did not count undated ballots. But in Bucks, Center, and Philadelphia counties, Democrat-majority county election boards did count the ballots, citing that the date was immaterial to the intent of the voter. As an automatic recount began November 18th, the Commonwealth's highest court affirmed that those ballots could not be counted. Ironically, while McCormick fought to keep undated ballots from being counted in 2024, a WHYY report points out that he sued to count undated ballots in his failed 2022 U.S. Senate primary, a race decided by only 972 votes. We have much more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? All the colors of the
world should be loved and be done at the heart. Conrad, yes, I gotta work out.
Every time.
Can I just get a quick set in on the bench? This is my workout song. I have to.
Really?
I can't. My workout flies by when I hear the Jacksons. Can you feel it? So I'm just telling you guys that.
Okay. All right.
I'm in a workout kind of mood. So, all right. We've got the doctors in recital for a few more minutes here, guys. They're in the studio. Kim Shefchik and Paul Piot. Chris is home ill. She'll be back hopefully when you guys come back to sing some Christmas tunes.
Yes.
Do you guys like to go to live music? Do you do that often? Where do you go when you just want to hear some acoustic and somebody singing? Where do you go around here?
Well, I love Copper State. They often have...
Oh, yeah. Right across the river, right?
Yep. Yeah. They often have, like, I think tonight, actually, they have blues. And then they'll have, I don't know who these people are necessarily always, but there seem to be, like, walk-ons that'll join their little combo. That's super fun. What about you, Paul? Paul's more of a music maker.
We kind of... Well, when we go big. We go to, like, big concerts.
Okay.
You know, like Billy Joel, Elton John.
Oh, yeah.
Big kind of stuff. Actually, a friend of ours, shout out, Danny Lewick, brought me out to on a Friday night to hear Conscious Pilot, a local band. And
I love
fantastic.
That name.
Fantastic.
Really?
Fantastic.
Oh, that's so cool.
Isn't
that fun?
Danny Lewick is in Big Mouth and the Power Tool.
There it is.
And he's a super talented drummer.
Oh, that's so great. Mm-hmm. And have you guys thought about adding more shows? Like the doctors, you guys do one show a year, right?
Okay, so we actually have talked about having two shows on that weekend. Especially, again, when we almost had a sellout, we were like, maybe we should add another show. And then it will kind of fix that crowded problem. But, I mean, these are people whose day jobs are very, very high stress.
Yeah.
Fairly type A personalities, and now you ask them to do something twice and they want it to be super duper good both times, and it's a lot to ask for people volunteering their time and talent, not to mention the volunteers that we have to help support us. So we've talked about it. I think it would be hard but not impossible, and we sometimes do like Dr. Ringwalski, who's in our show, actually, he has retired from medicine and now is a gospel musician.
Oh.
So he does a lot in the areas and around the country. And many of our performers do play in other kind of smaller Midsummer's Music. They do like these classical, like, what did they call these back in the day where you'd have something in someone's house and they would host like a little, you know, classical quartet. There's like a name for that. Anyway, there's people in our group that do that.
A soiree?
That's not a word. No, a gala is smaller. There's
when
a
I was
word
a kid, that's
I'm
what...
struggling with words.
My grandma
after
would...
noodling. You ruined me after noodling.
Noodling is supposed to make your brain stronger, though, Kim. That's like, I think you just work too many hours. I love that you're wearing your lanyard from work. Okay. It just adds a charm to the whole doctors and recital because you really
authentic. I am real. I'm a PA. I don't just pretend to be one.
Should have been using that as a shaker.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, come on. I do like my charms.
Look at that. That's a lot of flair.
Mm-hmm. I like my flair.
There's a lot of flair.
So, what is your favorite kind of music? Kim first. What do you listen to?
This is probably embarrassing for a middle-aged woman to admit. I love Taylor Swift.
There's a lot to like. I mean, seriously.
But my Spotify, it's interesting. It told me the other day that I am one of Billy Joel's greatest fans, which was pretty cool. I do also love Billy Joel. Mm-hmm. I told you earlier, I love classic rock, old country. I love Neil Diamond. I love John Denver. I love folk music.
Oh, I love John Denver.
So I have a lot of things. I like show tunes, musicals.
Same.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But I probably listen to Taylor Swift more than anybody. Paul, nice. Please make me look better. Paul's taste is
Paul goes
really
Katy Perry.
Refined. I appreciate Taylor Swift. Maybe I'll be a fan one day. I did like her early stuff.
When she was 12?
Yeah, when she was 12 playing country. People forget she started playing country.
Right. Wow.
I'm eclectic. I like a little bit of everything. But if I could only listen to one artist or band the rest of my life, it'd be James Taylor. Not even a question.
Oh, good call. Good call.
That's a great one.
He's kind of who he taught me how to play guitar.
Play the guitar.
I mean, he didn't actually teach me how to play guitar, but
Taylor Swift is named after James Taylor.
Okay. That's right.
See, it all comes together.
Mm.
What's your favorite James Taylor song?
Oh, gosh. I kind of like Frozen Man.
I don't know if I know
it's
that.
It's not one of his hits.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I like that one. That's a good one.
Just that opening guitar to Fire and Rain is like mm-hmm. one of the most iconic, beautiful intros ever to a song. It's such a great song.
Oh, yeah.
But Carolina in My Mind, Steamroller's great.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet Baby James.
Well, and what's nice about him is he does all of his music isn't the same style or same genre. Like he plays bluesy stuff. He plays country stuff. He plays more rock stuff. He plays the singer-songwriter stuff. So you really can't get bored listening to his music.
Agreed. Pamela on the text line from the 715 says, just heard your guests mention Danny Luke.
Luick.
He is my cousin's son. Know him too. And that's kind of cool.
It's
awesome.
A small world.
Yeah.
We love Danny.
Danny's awesome. Very, very talented man.
Are you guys, have you thought about playing anywhere aside from Doctors and Recital? Or do you do that? Do the three of you go out with Chris and maybe do like a trio, a little Paul. Peter, Paul, and Mary type thing?
Paul, Chris, and their friend Brad, who's also playing in our number this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we haven't for a while now, but we used to do like a little acoustic trio.
Yeah.
Two guitars, three voices kind of a thing. Play at like coffee shops.
Yeah.
Stuff like that was fun. Most of us play at church and sing at church as well. That's mm-hmm. where we do most of our heavy lifting, if you will.
Very cool.
But yeah.
I love that one of my favorite things is to stumble on to someone who's crazy talented, whether it's in a coffee shop or you happen to be in a bar. My wife and I were in a bar on Mackinac Island about 30 years ago, 25 years ago, and we just heard this musician. And he was singing all these different artists, and he was phenomenal. And then my son and I were on the subway in Chicago once, and this guy has an acoustic guitar. The other guy is playing the Buckets, and they were playing Danny's song from Even Though We Ain't Got Money.
Yep.
And he was phenomenal.
Yep.
And no one will ever know who this guy was, but it was like the most beautiful thing. We were just captivated.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being here, you guys. Good luck with Doctors and Recital.
Thank you for having us. It's always so much fun.
We'll have you back before the holidays. We'd love to hear some Christmas tunes or anything you guys want to sing. So
it can be done.
That's Kim and Paul. Thank you so much. When we come back, Melissa Kay, Civic Media's own Melissa Kay, will be here to talk about her new show, Community Stories. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks, you guys.
Jumping on a fast train. Gotta go on the lam. Stuck in no man's land. Ain't nobody on your way back. Ain't nobody gonna lend you a helping hand. Down and you go to the sound, but you hear that fast train.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. At least one death already blamed on a bomb cyclone battering Northern California and the Pacific Northwest.
Coin TV's Joelle Jones.
A land-soaking storm set to strike the region with heavy rain and hurricane-force winds, including 60-mile-per-hour gusts predicted.
Power's already out to hundreds of thousands of customers. President-elect Trump's chosen celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz to head up Medicare and Medicaid services. CBS's Michael Wallace.
Trump is touting Oz's experience as a physician, surgeon, and communicator. Oz had his own TV show for 13 years.
The Biden administration has approved shipment of anti-personnel landmines to Ukraine. The BBC's David Willis.
The provision of anti-personnel landmines is the latest move by the outgoing U.S. administration to bolster Ukraine's war effort before Donald Trump returns to the White House.
The president had already approved use of American-made long-range missiles for targets inside Russia. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's the Bucks and the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in Milwaukee. Both teams below 500 and looking for back-to-back wins. College basketball, number 15th ranked Marquette playing great defense. Knocked off number 6 ranked Purdue last night, 76-58. Cam Jones with a triple-double for the Golden Eagles. Finished with 17 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Baseball, Pat Murphy, the first Brewer ever to be named Manager of the Year in the National League. Murphy turns 66 later this month. NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday. I asked Green Bay defensive end Rashawn Gary why the team doesn't have more quarterback sacks.
I don't know. You got to tell me if you're watching. We just rushing, doing what we got to do. You know, the numbers going to come. Numbers, people get, you know, misconstrued. You know, cut on the tape. See how we playing. See how we setting the edges. See how we putting pressure on quarterbacks, man. The numbers going to come if we keep playing our fashion of ball. It really don't matter, man. I love me against anyone.
That's the Packers' Rashawn Gary. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Houston native Beyoncé will perform at halftime of the Baltimore Ravens-Houston Texas game on Christmas Day. The performance so far is being kept a secret, but it is expected the pop icon will welcome special guests, according to CNN. The game will be broadcast as streaming giant Netflix's first ever NFL broadcast. How excited are fans? Let's just say this could be the single greatest performance interrupted by repeated buffering the world has ever seen. So what do you do when you miss your celebrity ex-wife, Khloe Kardashian? If you're former NBA hoopster Lamar Odom, you buy a sex doll that looks just like her. Yes, it's true. Odom says he purchased the doll to use as a mental wellness tool. I need a new medical plan. On the We're Out of Time podcast, the former Laker said the best part of sex with a doll who looks like a Kardashian is that it's not an actual Kardashian. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, P. Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with a few scattered snow showers possible at times, and it is going to get colder with temperatures falling through the day into the low 30s by late this afternoon. Tonight, breezy, low of 29. Tomorrow, flurries, windy with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Max Inc. Radio.
This is Paige Kleber. The 11-year-old will be live in studio playing songs from her new album. I'm Terry Barr.
Saturday and Sunday night starting at 6.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Our old friends Trigvi Olsen and Pat Fretlow are back for another Wednesday Hump Day edition. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
welcome back. So great to have you with me on this Tuesday night edition of Nightlight, folks. Boy, they are fun, aren't they, K-Man?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Were you tapping your foot on the other side of the glass?
I mean, it's hard not to, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. You were dancing. I can tell the people at home. That's why you turned your
with
camera
my,
off.
With my banana split.
That was just improv, buddy. That just came off the top of my head, but I think we're onto something there. All right, so this is exciting for me to introduce my next guest. When I started working for Civic Media, she was so cool to me, and she's such a good person, and she is a consummate pro. She does news here at Civic Media and covers Central Wisconsin for WFHR on the network, and she is an uber-talented person, and it's about time she got her own show called Community Stories. Very excited to welcome my next guest, Melissa Kay. Hey, Melissa.
Hello. How are you, Pete?
Doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm exhausted, but I'm great.
Yeah, you got news duties. You're busy by day, and now you've got this new show you're responsible for that you're going to host, mm-hmm. and that's exciting. Let's jump into that first. Tell us about Community Stories.
So Community Stories came about because we wanted more local programming on our station here at WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. And we wanted to have more stories, more voices from our community. And James Maloff, who is the host of our morning show and several other of our local shows on our station, said, I hired you for your interview skills, so let's see them. Oh, all right.
No pressure. No pressure.
Yeah, no, none at all. so we developed this kind of together, and then I spearheaded it. So there's actually two shows within our show. Community Stories airs on Tuesdays from 5 to 6. And the first series of interviews that I have done, I'm calling them our veteran series. And I interviewed veterans in our area, and I'm sharing those stories. So these are all pre-recorded interviews that are done, and then we put them together in a show. And the second one aired tonight. And
nice.
And it's really, really fascinating to hear these stories of their life, of why they chose to join the military, what happened to them during their service. Next week, we're going to hear from Misty Sorensen about what it was like being a woman in the military. She served on a Navy ship during Desert Storm.
Oh, wow.
In a foundry on a ship.
Jeez.
It's just fascinating. And hearing their heart-wrenching tales, honestly, some of them are heart-wrenching. And then what it's like after service. You know, yeah. What they're doing now, and the veterans organizations, and the need for more people to join veterans organizations.
That's so interesting you said that. Like, that's a job that, and I'm fascinated when I hear about this in or out of the military, just a job I didn't even know existed. And this woman worked on a foundry on a ship. Like, you just don't think of that. You know what I mean? So that's fascinating.
In the ocean next to a desert.
Yeah.
So right. It was rather warm.
So is that a weekly feature, talking to veterans?
Right now, we're the veteran series are what I'm working. I still have a bunch of I have a backlog of editing to do.
Okay.
So yeah, part of the reason why I'm exhausted, but just trying to catch up with a lot of these interviews that I did over the summer, starting to build and construct the show. So, and learning along the way, you know how it goes.
Yeah.
Kind of figure these things out. And then the next series that I want to do is with our first responders. So our police officers, our firefighters, our EMTs, people who take care of us in our community. Because I think those stories are also absolutely fascinating of why they joined that service, you know, the civic duty that they felt called to do for our community.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Do you have, like, on the show, Melissa, moving forward, are there certain kind of people, is there a certain type of person or interview you want to do, or people you look forward to talking to more than others based on vocation or career or their background or anything? Like, what gets you excited to sit down and interview someone?
Well, I can't wait to learn more about the history of our area. Wisconsin Rapids has such a fascinating history with the river here and the logging trade that happened here. We have historic Point Bass, which is just a really awesome place. I got to go on their spirit walk this year, where they had people acting on the homestead of, you know, the people that lived there in the 1800s. And they're just moving another historic building to the site. So getting to hear stories from our, you know, just the local history that happened here. We have a lot of great historical societies. And some of these stories, you know, Pete, we need to share these stories while they can still be told.
Absolutely. That's a great point.
Which is part of what fascinates me.
Yeah. Are you a native of central Wisconsin? Like, were you born
and raised? I'm from Tomah, Sparta area originally. So an hour, you know, east of here, roughly.
Are you still considered an outsider in Wisconsin Rapids because you're from Tomah?
I don't know. Ask residents. I feel like, you know, obviously I'm not a native here, but yeah. I do feel very welcomed to the community. We have a wonderful community theater here, and they welcomed me with open arms. And I actually get to direct a show this next season.
Whoa. So
let's talk about that coming up.
Let's talk about that. Yeah. What? Because that was okay, on my list of questions.
We got to talk about the Thursday show first, though.
Okay.
Let's, Community Stories Junior.
Absolutely. Let's talk about Thursday's show. Tell us all about it.
Community Stories Junior is hearing from our young people in the community. So these are our young people's voices. So the idea is spanning the generations and hearing from everyone in the community. And our pilot episode last week featured the tech ed students at Nakusa Middle School. So these are 6th through 8th graders. And Mr. Benjamin Peters is the tech ed teacher there in the Nakusa School District. And he has, through grants and working with the referendum with the school, they have a 1-to-1 3D printer ratio to printers, 3D printers to students in the classroom. So these young people are working with a 3D printer. They get to design and print a product every day in their classroom.
Wow, that's cool.
Yes. And then Mr. Peters is working with local businesses to partner with them where the students can design products for these businesses. And, you know, so they actually get to experience the process of going to a business and seeing what they need and talking to them and then building the product for them and then delivering it to them.
That is really cool.
And as these students progress through this classroom, you know, if they stick with this program through high school, they'll graduate with a degree. You know, they'll be able to go out and get a job in engineering.
Wow. No kidding. That's so, all right. So you're going to talk to them and people can listen to that on Thursday. All right, Melissa, let's say I don't live in your community or some of our listeners don't. Can we still listen to Community Stories or is it off limits? Okay. Tell us.
It's available in podcast form.
Okay.
If you go to civicmedia.us and search for shows, you'll see Community Stories. Click on that. And then once you're inside Community Stories, you get to choose the Tuesday or Thursday. They each have their own graphic now, which thank you, Seth, for making that happen. and all of the people behind the scenes. And then there's one other special little nugget that happens on Thursdays, Pete, and it's called Tale Time.
Please explain.
So this is an original story that I wanted to write and share. I love old radio shows.
Oh,
like I grew up on them, you know, the story, the sound effects, the maybe the different voices. For now, it's just my voice and doing other voices, but it's a story of Kevin the cat to start with. And so Tale Time is adventures with animal friends, but it starts with Kevin the cat, which is a cat I rescued from a local animal shelter, and his story about him being rescued. And then the chapter 2 that airs tomorrow will be him exploring his new home.
That is really cool. My guest is Melissa Kay. You can check out her new show, Community Stories. Just go to civicmedia.us and all the shows are there. And you can click on Community Stories. Melissa does news at WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. She's a consummate pro. And this sounds like a really cool show. So I love that you're incorporating animals. I would imagine just how crazy people go for their pets. That is a pretty good ticket to get some more viewers to the show. Would I be right about that?
And some of the sound effects are actual Kevin sounds too. I recorded videos of him, like the nails when he's exploring the dining room in this next episode. Those are actually Kevin making those sounds.
How hard was it to follow him around and get those sound effects?
Well, I worked from home at the time, so I was able to, you know, just like, oh, he's walking in the dining room, turn my camera phone on.
So do you have, moving forward with the show, like, do you have topics that get you really excited, Melissa? Like, are there things you can't wait to cover, like community theater or veterans or whatever it may be? What gets you the most excited? I asked you about people, but what about topics?
Well, so with the students that I'm working with, I'm going to have to broaden, obviously, out to more groups. So I did a series of interviews with the theater kids this summer. So that's going to run in tandem with the NACUSA students. And then I'm also talking with English teachers in the NACUSA district. Nice. To see if there are some young authors who want to share what they're writing and get their words out there. But really, it's putting our local voices on the radio.
Right, which is Civic Media's whole mission, right? Local radio, right. Get people talking and interested in community.
Mm-hmm. And the fun thing about, I mean, these kids crack me up, Pete. I laugh so much when I'm going through and doing the editing with these kids because they're like a gold mine. Some of the things they come up with. This one young man who was like, yeah, I really like this class because, you know, I can invent stuff. And then maybe I can go to MIT. And make some money with the stuff I print, but then I go to MIT and then, you know, I lose it all because.
Well, that's a good start. You got to start somewhere. Why not shop class, right? Yeah, I never took
but
shop.
A sixth grader.
Did you take shop? Because when I was a kid, it was sort of like you know. Here's where I was misguided. You know, my folks had said, "Well, don't take shop. You take algebra. You do that. Don't take typing. You can learn how to." Guess what? I am not handy, and I had to teach myself how to type, and it took about 15 years. So I would encourage kids to take shop and to learn how to type, especially now with the internet. Yeah. Everything is online. So,
absolutely agree with you. I went to a one-room schoolhouse when I was in grade school,
wow.
So I did not take shop classes. But the wonderful thing about, so far, like the NACUSA School District, their classes are not necessarily optional. You know, they just get their schedule, and then so they get to experience all these different classes. They have, the opportunity to try things so that when they get to high school, they'll know, well, you know, I liked 3D printing, or I didn't like 3D printing, or I liked, working with my hands in this class, or I didn't. So then they have at least an introduction to these classes so they know what they want to continue with going forward.
Well, that's a great answer. Can we talk theater? Will you indulge me a little
bit? Of course, yes. Okay. Well, I will always talk theater with you, Pete.
Well, I knew you would eventually, but how? I feel very fortunate because where I live in Marinette, there's a pretty healthy community theater and a lot of talented people that came back. And that's what, like where I live, it's just people, they eventually always come home. And some mm-hmm. of them went out and did some really cool stuff and they come home. And as a result, we have a very a vivacious local theater community. Is it the same in Wisconsin Rapids?
I would say so. Yeah. We have a wonderful community theater here in Wisconsin Rapids. Stevens Point has a wonderful community theater. So does Wausau. And actually even Marshfield, Abbotsford, when I was living there, they have a community theater. You know, I think it's wonderful that so many of these, it's smaller, slightly yeah. smaller areas. I mean, Abbotsford's tiny, but, you know, that we and Toma, where I came from, they had a very active and robust community theater. And I think it's wonderful because it gives people the opportunity to do those things without, you know, a huge amount of commitment.
Right. No, I totally agree. And it's a nice outlet for people just that live in the community want to do something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's a great community to be part of because it like gives you a place to hang. You know, maybe you don't want to go to the bars. Maybe you're not as into sports. So it's a great, and there's what I love about it too, is there are people, they need people from all walks of life. They need mm-hmm. carpenters. They need electricians. They need set designers, makeup people, costume. Like it's just such a fun atmosphere. So can we mm-hmm. pick it up there? Can you stick around for a few more minutes?
Absolutely.
I know you don't want to get back to editing yet, Melissa. So give us a few more minutes and we'll let you get out of here. All right. Melissa Kay is my guest. She you can check out her new show, Community Stories, at civicmedia.us. And we are coming right back with a few more minutes. She's going to help me close this thing down and I'm going to ask her what she's watching on TV. I'm going to put her on the spot. We'll be right back on Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap. Matt Nair on Air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Tomorrow night on Nightlight, from the Overture Center in Madison, Artistic Experiences Director Tim Sowers will be here to preview what they have coming up at the amazing Overture Center, like he so often does, and he will inform us on what we should be watching regarding TV and film. The guy watches more TV than three of me. And Jared Crooks will be here, independent filmmaker, talking about his new film. That's tomorrow night on Nightlight. Right now, we have a few more minutes with one of my favorite colleagues. Her name is Melissa Kay. She does news for Civic Media. Covering central Wisconsin, Wisconsin Rapids at WFHR does such a good job. And her new show is Community Stories. So tell us, what time can people see the show? You said Tuesdays.
And yes, then you're Tuesdays also on... and Thursdays, okay. From 5 to 6.
Okay, so 2 hours a week, 1 hour each time. All right, fantastic. For more information, check it out at civicmedia.us. So we were talking about community theater.
We were.
Which you are very involved in. What's the best role you've had?
Oh, my goodness. That's really hard to pick.
Like, have you done a lot of shows? Like, is it to the point where you've done so many you can barely remember? Or are you
sometimes,
like,
sometimes
really?
It's hard to think of them
that's
all.
That's so cool.
Well, it's fun to play a variety of characters. I got to play the lead in Glass Menagerie last season. Amanda was the name of the character. And that was a challenging role because it was not your typical comedy, which you often have at community theaters. So yeah. it was a very dramatic, you know, like this family has a lot of problems and this woman lives in an entirely, you know, made up world of her own imaginings.
Right.
So that was fun. The one woman show I did was a very big, that was a huge feat.
You did a one-woman show?
We did. All the ways to say I love you.
Holy smokes, that's so cool.
Yeah, I did that 2 years ago now.
Wow.
And that was dramatic. Like, that was some serious hardcore theater.
Yeah. Was that harder to do than a show like Community Stories where you have to put everything together? I mean, a one-woman show, writing, blocking, all that kind of stuff.
Well, I didn't write it.
Okay.
No, I didn't write it. That was oh gosh, and I'm not gonna remember
Patrick
his
Harris
name.
Diamond Armstrong.
<No. laughs> say I love you. I can type and talk at the same time.
I do it all the time.
But you, Neil DeBute, I believe is his name.
Okay. Now that you say that, I know that title. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. No, right. He writes a very, Neil DeBute writes very like their heartrending stories. I mean, it was about a woman who had an affair with a student, a teacher who had an affair with a student and then lied about it to her husband so she could have a child.
Oh my gosh.
Because her husband couldn't.
It's like a May December dealio.
The way it progressed was her telling everything that happened, the story of what it happened and how it tore her apart. So it was gritty. It was fun to do. I'm glad to say I did it, but there are other roles that are so much more fun to play, like Leaving Iowa, where I got to play the grown-up woman and then the young version of that. And being 10 is exhausting.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if you've ever played 10-year-old as an adult, but
I act like it sometimes, but I've never officially played the role. Well, that's so cool. So do you have I have two more questions for you. Our question tonight, Melissa, is what is your favorite healthy snack? I was down in Madison, back up. When I do a lot of driving, I tend to sometimes crave bad food because I'm in a hurry or whatever. So I'm committed again to healthy snacks. What is your favorite healthy snack?
Popcorn.
Nice. That's a great one.
Actually, yeah. And I don't have a microwave right now because mine started on fire. So I unplugged it.
that would have been the extent of my knowledge of what to do. Just unplug it.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like total burst in flames, okay. But you know, their flames were shooting out of it. I'm like, that's not okay.
Right,
so open the door and then I unplugged it and I haven't, you know, turned it on again for good reason. But I bought just a giant bag of popped popcorn at the grocery store for $6.
That's easier.
You know, lasted me, probably will last me 2 weeks.
I'm always disappointed in microwave popcorn. Like it can smell good. And there's some, like, you know, you have the lime flavor in that, but sometimes I feel like it's just better if you buy the already popped popcorn.
It is, or I have a silicone container that can put popcorn kernels in, and you put like a dollop of, you can use coconut oil, you can use just a little bit of butter. You know, since I don't have a microwave now, Pete, maybe I just have to give it to you.
Or just buy a new microwave.
You can make excellent popcorn yourself.
Come on, you're making that Community Stories money now. You can afford to go out and buy a new microwave.
What money? I didn't get more money.
All right, last question for you. We have about a minute left. What are you watching? Anything you can recommend? Are you binge watching anything?
I don't have time to watch anything, Pete.
You said that last time. I don't believe you.
Oh, but I did watch a movie recently. I watched The Secret of NIMH from 1982.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was really good. It was nostalgic because I watched it as a kid, and watching it now was just like, wow.
That's so fun.
I don't know. It's cool.
All right.
But I am reading Somewhere Beyond the Sea by T.J. Klein.
I used to be a reader.
Klun is his name. T.J. Klein.
I wish I was still a reader.
Oh, it's inspired me.
I know.
It's the sequel to House on the Cerulean Sea.
Which is
awesome book.
Another book.
It's a book that makes you want to, it's like wrapping yourself in a warm, fuzzy blanket.
See, I just have a warm, fuzzy blanket. That's how I remedy that. I just wrap that up and then I watch TV. No, I used to be a reader. I would love to get back into reading, and maybe you've inspired me here tonight. Melissa, thank you so much. Best of luck with Community Stories. Check it out at civicmedia.com. I know it's going to be great. I'm a huge fan. And come back anytime you want.
Thank you, Pete. It's always a pleasure
to
talk to you.
You too. Have a great night. That's Melissa Kay, Civic Media Zone. Conrad, this was fun. I think we got some good healthy snack tips.
You told me to eat a banana split, so that's not really healthy.
It's a guilty pleasure. Just indulge yourself. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow night to do this all over again. I hope we brought a smile to your face. It was great having you with me. Thank you for your texts and calls, everybody. And thank you to the doctors in recital. And thank you to Melissa Kay. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. See you tomorrow night. Good night, Wisconsin.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday morning, we'll talk to an author of books geared toward middle schoolers about not letting a wave of book bans get in the way of good education.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habish-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think it is, to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.